Hi, Trevor. So we'll do the fireside chat tonight. I know everybody's so busy preparing for Pesach, and I'd like to have my wife here by my side, but I can't get her out of the kitchen tonight. So it's just me. I'll try to get her back here next time in Mitzvah Shem. It's Erev Yontif, it's Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Mashiach Mamash, because there was a Jew was on fire with Mashiach. And I told you a few weeks ago that my wife and I, the last time that we were zeichet to be in Yerushalayim, it wasn't so long ago, when we were zeichet to be in Yerushalayim, we went for the first time ever to the small cemetery in Sanhedrin. We wanted to see the kever of Rabbi Levine, to daven by his kever. My wife feels, has always felt, a very deep attachment to him. Her family, one of her uncles was actually one of the fighters in the Irgun who was very, very close to Rabbi Aryeh. And I think that many of us feel like he is a B'ditcheva of our times. And he's buried mamish in the middle of Yerushalayim, right off of Shmuel HaNavi. And we put our hearts out over there for our children, for our grandchildren, for Chevron and Shul, who need the Yeshua. And I was just thinking about that day that we were there. It was so beautiful. And I was thinking about Rabbi Aryeh. And I remembered something that I told you once a few years ago. Rabbi Aryeh used to visit the prisoners in the Russian compound, and where they were being held in a few places, but that was the main place where the resistance fighters were being held. And Rabbi would go visit them regularly. And it was the first day of Pesach. It was the morning of Pesach. And Rabbi went Yontif morning to go see the guys, to go see the soldiers, the chevre from the Irgun in the Russian compound. And he sat with them, and they were so excited to see him. And he asked them, Chevre, how was the Seder? How did you enjoy the Seder last night? You had a Seder? Were you able to do the mitzvahs and to have a Seder? And they said, Rabbi, the Seder was very nice. We had the matzahs, we had the abakaisis, we had the maror, we had everything. But there was one thing that didn't work out. Rabbi said, what happened? When it came to Shvei Chamos L'Goyim, when it came time to open the door for Le'Navi, the British didn't allow us to open the door. That didn't work out. We couldn't open the door. Sibai said, you should know that Elyonavi doesn't come through a physical door. Elyonavi comes through an open Jewish heart. That's where Elyonavi comes through, an open Jewish heart. Chevre, I think that our hearts are open. I think that our hearts have been open. Anybody who until now was taking things for granted or not thinking about the pain, the difficulties of other people, I think we're all very, very, very tuned in. I was saying earlier today to my wife that it's been very, very hard this last kufa, and even though it's a strange yontif, I'm looking forward to it. Just looking forward to some quiet, to be away from the phone a little bit. And my wife, because she's so much bigger than I am, so my wife said, yeah, that's true, but it's going to be hard to have that type of simcha that comes with the menucha of Yontif, knowing that there are so many people who are sick, and so many people who are suffering, and so many families who are going through difficulties. It's very, very hard. So we have to overcome that. And I'll remind you, and I'll end with this. I'll just remind you about that Jew who wanted to see Eliyahu HaNavi. All of his life he wanted to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And he went to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said to him, if you want so badly to see him, I'll send you someplace where you could see him. There's a very poor family in such and such place. And the Baal Shem Tov said, where? And there's an almana, a widow there with her children. They don't have anything. You thank God you could afford. I want you to bring them the food for Yantiv, and you'll be able to bring them and make for them a Yantiv, and you'll be there by the Seder. She has also, there's a few relatives there, some other men, and you'll be able to make a Seder for them, and you'll see Eliyahu HaNavi. So he was so excited, he brought a wagon full of food to this almana, to this widow, and she was so excited with the children, and they made a beautiful Seder. But the man was so disappointed because they opened the door and there was no Eliyahu HaNavi. Anyway, after Yantiv, he went back to the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said, no, how was it? Did you see Eliyahu HaNavi? And they said, and the man said, it was very sweet, but I didn't see Eliyahu HaNavi. So Baal Shem Tov said, you know, take them food for the last days and go spend the last days Yantiv over there. And this time I promise you'll see Eliyahu HaNavi. So he went with all the food. And as he was coming up to the house, he heard through the window that the mother was talking with the children. And the children were saying, Mommy, do you think that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come again, like he came the first days of Yantiv? Do you think that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come again? And she said, let's have faith in Hashem that he'll send Eliyahu HaNavi to be here with us again. And he heard that, he knocked on the door, and he brought them Yantiv. After Yantiv, he went back to Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov smiled and he said, no. Did you see Eliyahu HaNavi? You understand? Shechevra, with all of the difficulties and suffering that's been going on, we've never seen so many appearances of Eliyahu HaNavi. Look at the Chevra and Achiezer, my dear friend Baruch Ber, what Achiezer is doing, what Hatzalah is doing. All the different groups and organizations and private people. We have from the shul ambassadors, you know, that are shopping for helping some of our own almanas and others that are having difficulties that can't get out at all, shopping with such simcha and calling and checking in. There's never been such a presence of Eliyahu HaNavi. So many years there hasn't been. Eliyahu HaNavi is all over the place, Eliyahu HaNavi. Going back to Rabbi Levine, because there was a little boy that once asked Rabbi, are you one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim of the generation? And Rabbi was quiet. The people around him were smiling. Rabbi was quiet, and he thought deeply, and he said, sometimes I am. There are moments that I am, and you can also be sometimes one of the hidden tzaddikim of the generation. There's a lot of sweetness and greatness at this time. Let's open our hearts for our brothers and sisters. Let's be Eliyahu HaNavi. Let's be hidden tzaddikim for some time. Maybe we can't always be that way, but we can. And our job now is freilich, to be mesamech the children, to be mesamech ourselves, to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're mamish ready. We're ready. Eliyahu HaNavi has come. Rabbi Shalom, look at us. We're ready. Eliyahu HaNavi is here. So he promises he's going to bring Mashiach. Our hearts are open. Now open the doors of our homes and bring us back to you. Bring us back to you, Yerushalayim. Everybody should have a Simchas Yontif. A Simchas Yontif in Mitzvah Hashem. It should be the last Yontif that we ever spend in Golas. It's finishing up. Let's go home together. My wife and I wish each and every one of you a chag kosher v'sameach, a simchas yontif, and a lechtigin Shabbos.